From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A U.S. presidential boost for New Orleans. 10 years after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, Louisiana, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes, President Barack Obama hailed the southern U.S. city's revival. In a speech at a newly built community center in the city's lower Ninth Ward that was badly hit by the hurricane, President Obama highlighted New Orleans' recovery and remarkable progress after suffering massive flooding.
And we came to realize that what started out as a natural disaster became a man-made disaster, a failure of government to look out for its own citizens.
President Obama said that New Orleans' recovery is a model for the nation in urban innovation and disaster response and resilience. Stock markets rallied around the world Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. U.S. markets gained more than 2%. Key European indexes advanced more than 3%. Earlier Thursday, Shanghai's stock soared more than 5%. Other Asian markets also advanced. As many as 50 refugees were found dead inside a truck in Austria Thursday as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migrant crisis. An Austrian official confirmed that a tractor trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck. The victims reportedly suffocated. The Arab League postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya, apparently because the League's members divided in their views on the civil war in the country. Analysts say the indefinite delay announced before the meeting scheduled for Thursday in Cairo grew out of one of the original obstacles facing a pan-Arab force. This is VOA News.